This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. Like I said, a lot of things going on here, and we're very happy to have you with us here on Agenda 21 Radio. And a lot of things, like I said, visit our website. Get information from the website, agenda21radio.news, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, ncs51.com, or ncs51.org will get you there as well. That's the abbreviated shortcut. Soon to be landing on the new website. I keep on saying that, I know, but things progress, I guess. Anyway, so welcome aboard, like I said, and just another massive news day. Every day is a massive news day because, you know, the world is in peril. You know, the Iranian situation is getting worse for the mullahs. And since 1979, this has been going on since 1979, the world has been living in terror, most of it caused by, yes, Iran. And looks like the Iranian government, as we know it, with the Ayatollahs, and the theocracy is going to fall. And, you know, it's kind of interesting if you take a look at Iran. I think we'll do a little bit of a historical thing today on Iran. I just haven't quite decided what we're going to do about it, but I think we're going to probably do that and give you some history about Iran, the Persian Empire in particular, Sunniism and Shiism and the whole nine yards about the Middle East. So you have a kind of a perspective on what's going on. I think it'll be very enjoyable for you. The other part of it is, of course, what's going on with New California and all the situation out here in California. It's getting to be more dire and, of course, more restrictive. And as these totalitarians move, see, they understand something, that they're losing their grip. And, oh, I'm sorry, did I mention Nancy Pelosi? Nervous Nancy. We're beyond nervous Nancy. And I did happen to watch, I think it was Face the Nation or whatever it was. She was very incoherent yesterday. And I don't even know what show it was for sure. I was watching it and listening to it and going, that's a woman who is absolutely disconnected from reality. And she's in charge of the House. Oh, I'm sorry, the House of Representatives, United States House of Representatives. You have a, basically, what I think you have here is you have a maniacal dictatoress is what you have. Is there such a word, a dictatoress or just dictator? That's really what you have. And again, the beauty of the founding fathers when they established our co-equal branches of government, you know, legislative, executive, and judicial, when they established those, they really did a fantastic job, especially when they came up with the Connecticut Compromise and they came up with states' rights, and then senators would have, you know, you'd have a bicameral legislature. The first bicameral legislature of its kind was the United States legislature. See, there's so many firsts about what happened in our country. It's so blatantly obvious. You know, you got I'm going to go through this spiel again, Declaration of Independence, Constitution, Bill of Rights, God documents, every one of them, and giving you God-given rights, by the way, all the way. These were first-time documents, first-time conceptions on how to govern, and basically how the citizens would be in charge of government. And out here in California, of course, the citizens have abdicated all authority to the government. And guess what? Surprise, surprise, you have a dictatorship. You have communism in California. It's California communism style. I guess, you know, when you surf a wave, you go down to Huntington Beach or you go down to the old Doheny. But now that goes back days. When I first started surfing as a kid, before there was a Dana Point Harbor. Anyway, but when you go down to San Diego, and you go down to the beaches and you surf, I want you to think that you're now surfing in communist California. Those are communist waves you're riding on. And when you go to the Wedge, you know, late August, September, and those big southern storms come, the southern swells, as we used to call them, come in, and you get those 15 and 20 and 25-foot waves, 22-foot wave. That's a big one, but it comes up as a wedge, because the water kind of, the energy pushes off from the jetty, comes back in and forms a wedge as the other part of the water comes in. It's kind of an interesting little thing, but it forms a wedge, and boy, you get up to the top of the wedge, and then you fall down. If you don't do it right, you can injure yourself badly, because there's only a few inches of water between yourself and the sand if you come down hard on that. A lot of people get killed out there. I understand there was a lifeguard just recently killed out there trying to save someone. So that is a very dangerous place in that kind of weather. You don't have to go. Listen, some days you go down there, it's like a lake. I'm serious. That's the Pacific Ocean coming up on. It's like a lake. It's like just little, no waves at all. It's just calm. I don't see. That's a communism like effect out there in the wedge. But you know, I'm just saying, if now, you know, all of you surfers out there, I want you to know that these are communist waves you're riding on in California. Okay? And then when you're skiing now, you're skiing on communist snow. Now, there's something to that because, you know, people that do assays and do checks over the water, the snow content, and then they find out, oh, what else is in that snow? Is it just water? What is it? And they find a lot of aluminum oxide in the snow. See, that's communism. That's communist snow you're skiing on. So I'm just in the lakes that you're going to be, you know, cruising around on, and all the river. There's communist lakes and rivers now. So does it feel any different from what you had? And you know, if you're sitting there thinking, well, it doesn't feel any different. I get up today, right? And tomorrow you're going to get up, and it's not going to feel any different, right? Because after all, today when you got up, Donald Trump was your president, and tomorrow Donald Trump will be your president. You're living in California. And, you know, communism feels just okay for me. You're content. And, you know, it's a beautiful environment, California. So you're really content with communism now, aren't you? Oh, I don't know, but have you checked your bank account lately? And, of course, those of you with businesses, I'm sorry, those of you with businesses have long left California communism behind, haven't you? And you're kind of looking around at Californians today and laughing at them, having a good time at their expense because they're staying behind and they're thinking, well, there's nothing we can do. It's just communism. Live another day in communism. Well, you know, the bottom line to it is, if we don't stop it, it all comes to the rest of the United States. That is a fact. And I know that everybody can feel comfortable today, but in another month or 2 months or 3 months or a year, if it's not arrested, then we're all going to feel really uncomfortable. And by that time, it's going to be too late. Martin Niemöller, the famous priest, I guess he was a priest, during the time of Adolf Hitler, when he was talking about what happened to the Jews when the Nazis came and rounded them up, his saying, and I'm not going to get this totally correct, but you get the drift. He said, first they came for the socialists, then they came for the communists, then they came for the trade unionists, then they came for the Jews, and then they came for the Protestants, and then they came for me. And when they got to me, there was no one to help me from going to the gas chambers. Just a little totalitarian two-step. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Seems like I can get my throat it going on here. We're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. I'll tell you, it's been a rather interesting afternoon, I guess, if you're in Tehran, or evening, because of the mullahs, of course. This is, we're going to chime in to a Fox News report here. This was thousands of Iranians chant death to the dictator. You know, I just find it absolutely amazing that all of a sudden now, shifting gears going forward, the Iranians are now doing strange and odd things. Right. Strange and odd things. It says this article, video emerged online that purportedly show Iranian police and security forces firing live ammunition. Where's the California Javier Becerra when you need him? You know, right now, to take away that ammunition. Why? Hey, I got it. I got it. We don't need no new. We don't need Iran. We need new Iran. And we have a leadership package they can live with. If they choose to. Now listen to what we can offer up to new for the mullahs. If the mullahs are disenfranchised and they want to make a change, the mullahs just go, hey, we'll just make a change. We'll take the California state government. We'll take all the legislators, you know, because, you know, the legislators, a lot of them like, you know, their sexual predilections are similar to some of the mullahs. I mean, this whole thing is adaptable. Absolutely. I think this is a real scenario. We can take Gavin Newsom and put him in one of those slick black turbans. There you go. And he can play mullah for the day. And we can have Javier Becerra. He can put on that uniform. That great uniform that Soleimani had on. And he could take his place. What do you think? And there's got to be a place for Jerry Brown there. After all, it is Iran, the Aryan land. I'm sure Jerry Brown and his friends in the Braun family would appreciate that, right? So you've got a good situation. Just take leadership from California. New California steps in, of course, and creates the New California. This is a place for them to go. If they really want to work it, get back to their roots, if you know what I mean. And then Nancy Pelosi, I'll just think, of course, you know, there's no place for women. She'd have to wear one of those things on her head all the time. Huh, shocking. She'd have to, maybe a burqa. A burqa for Nancy Pelosi. Boy, I'll tell you, yesterday I thought maybe she should put on a burqa. Did you see her? Wow. I mean, I'm telling you. You got to say something for her at that energy level. I'm sure that stem cells help and everything. But that at her age, of course, that a burqa probably would work out better. Somebody send her a burqa quickly. Oh, and then there's Ileana Omar. The whole cast of characters, all of her friends when she went and met with the Pope. Oh, you guys didn't know she went and met with the Pope with the squad? Shocking. And then they had lunch with a notorious gangster. Oh, no, I'm not the gangster, but his wife. Oh, you didn't know about that one. El Chapo. El Chapo's wife they had a little meal with. Listen, they can all dress in burqas. Then they can go talk to the Pope. They met with the Pope, the Jesuit Pope. They met with him. Now, why would that group and another couple of Americans, actually from Northern California. Isn't that interesting? Northern California. Connecting dots is what we do here on Agenda 21 Radio. So that's why I say there is hope for the Iranian people if they choose it. Now, I don't know. I think a lot of these Iranian people are pretty squared away. In fact, they kind of remind me of the feeling that you get with the new Californians. They're not liking the theocracy that they're in. And I guess the bigger question is, how's the theocracy in California working out for everybody? I don't know. Somebody pulled the plug, right? Well, this is from the video clip. We're going to play this, and hopefully it's going to play all right. We got to pump up the volume. Here we go.
Start with the Fox News alert. Thousands of Iranians taking to the streets after the regime admits to shooting down a Ukrainian passenger plane.
President Trump voicing his support for the anti-government protesters, calling them brave.
Rick Leventhal is live in Jerusalem as we hear from Israel's prime minister on the strike. Rick.
Good morning, Dean, Lisa, and Pete. The days of angry denials are over, and now we're seeing those massive protests against the Iranian government after it finally admits shooting down that Ukrainian passenger plane by mistake. It started out as candlelight vigils for 16 student victims on the plane, and now it's turned into massive demonstrations with chants of death to the dictator and death to liars, demanding the Ayatollah step down and those responsible for the tragedy be fired and put on trial. But the protesters were met by security forces in riot gear, who fired tear gas and beat some in the crowd. At least six were wounded. Iran was on high alert for incoming retaliation when it shot down the 737 Wednesday, just hours after firing more than a dozen ballistic missiles at bases housing U.S. troops in Iraq. It was payback for America's targeted killing of Iran's top general near Baghdad Airport, and Iran still blaming the U.S. in part for its own tragic mistake.
This is the cost from the mischief, inflammation, and actions of the U.S. in the region. Really, that night, we were ready for a full-scale conflict.
President Trump is tweeting support for the demonstrators, writing there cannot be another massacre of peaceful protesters, nor an internet shutdown. The world is watching.
Shocking. The world is watching. See, I told you, when you woke up this morning that Donald J. Trump is your president. And tomorrow morning and next morning, it's going to be that way. And Nancy, he's your president, too. Where's your burqa when you need it?
British Foreign Secretary added, the Iranian government is at a crossroads moment. It can continue its march towards pariah status with all the political and economic isolation that entails, or take steps to de-escalate tensions and engage in a diplomatic path forwards. And Israel's prime minister also weighing in at a cabinet meeting this morning.
They knew from the start that they had downed it. They knew that it was an unintentional downing, but they lied intentionally. They deceived the entire world.
Now the world is watching to see what, if anything, Iran does to compensate the victims of its tragic mistake. Guys?
Yeah,
Thank you, Rick.
Wow. Rick Leventhal. That was yesterday. Oh, actually, it was in the evening. It said it in the evening last night. So, there you have it. Security forces firing live ammunition. Now, our reportage about this whole deal, and we're sticking to this story, by the way, but we were given the goods on this story early on, which I think is interesting. It's a very interesting story. There were some people on the plane. By the way, Iranian female Olympian defects. Yep, the first one to win a gold medal. Defects. And this is the story that we have. Breaking, Ukrainian plane shot down by air-to-air missile. Yeah, I think we talked about this last week, but that's, you know, the sourcing for this is impeccable. I actually had a conversation with several of them this weekend who say this is what happened. The plane was deliberately shot down by the Ukrainian Air Force. Air-to-air missile. And the debris that I saw indicates exactly that. And why do they do that? Nuclear weapons involved. We'll be back. protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Okay, it's kind of crazy, isn't it? Facial recognition business, because it's absolutely amazing, this facial recognition business. This has been something that's been, you know, we've studied the whole Nazi thing here for a long time, and we've had a number of very special guests on the show in Agenda 21 Radio and other places, and we've done extensive research, and of course, I actually went and did research at the Fuhrer Bunker in Berlin in 1992. And did a lot of work, actually. And it was a veritable bonanza of information. And really turned my thinking about what was really going on. Especially the Fuhrer Bunker business. You know, did he escape or did he not? Or was it suicide? What was the story? And all that good stuff. And I had a chance to sit for a long time, not really sit, we stood the whole time with Christoph Neubauer. Christoph Neubauer, look him up. He couched himself as the great savior of history for Germany at the time. And he's a historical preservationist. I'd never heard that term before until he used it with me, right? I mean, historical preservationist. That's how he's, that's how he described himself. And I thought, gosh, that's pretty odd. Why would you want to preserve history? And of course, think about it. Now, we're standing at the time in the middle of Berlin, and not too far from us is the Brandenburg Gate, but it happens to be an open area. Now, back in the day, when the Soviets put up a wall called the Berlin Wall, before you could even get to the wall to escape, if you're in East Berlin, you had to run across an open field that was probably at least almost a half a mile wide, at least, called the No Man's Land, for obvious reasons. Because you had landmines, you had machine guns, automatic machine guns that would just cover the whole area. So if there was a tripwire, somebody was running across, the machine guns would open up just automatically. So you had all those things going on. Well, as it turned out, that the Fuhrer Bunker complex was all built underneath that. That's where it was. So what they did, of course, is at the end of the war, when everybody came in, they were destroying the Fuhrer Bunker complex as best as they could. It was kind of a very difficult thing. But the area that we were standing in, and Christoph knew, but I went there to research the collapse of communism, and this was an important part. So I found out and located, with much difficulty, in this big, huge open area, the Fuhrer Bunker complex. And standing out on the Fuhrer Bunker complex is this guy named Christoph Neubauer. Got a briefcase. He's got all kinds of propaganda about the Third Reich and what he was trying to do. He was trying to save the bunker system that the West German government, because remember, the wall collapsed, and the West German government was moving to try and normalize whatever they could do, whatever that meant, trying to normalize the situation by bringing, you know, East Germany up to speed with West Germany and so on, putting the country back together again. And, of course, it hasn't really worked even to this day like they thought it would. But anyway, they thought the best thing to do is to destroy the history of the bunker, deny that it's there, and therefore, you know, the legacy of the Nazi past would be gone forever. Christoph Neubauer was standing right there where the Fuhrer Bunker entrance was. He was the only guy out on this little mound. There's debris everywhere. There's granite debris and concrete and stuff. And that's where I met him. It's kind of interesting. It was an interesting little sidestep into history. So we talked, and I thought, gosh, you know, he had a little black cap on. He kind of looked like a Nazi, you know, and white T-shirt and black pants. And I mean, like, oh, okay, who is this guy? And I saw this stuff with Nazi regalia, and I thought, well, I must have a Nazi right here. And it wasn't at all. He said, no, no, no. I'm trying to preserve the history here so people won't forget it, so people won't do it again. And then that started our conversation. It was a bonanza, treasure trove of historical perspective and what went on. And he gave me the whole dimensions of the whole thing. And we looked out over areas and we checked things out. And he had maps and everything. He gave me a whole bunch of documentation and stuff like that. It was kind of interesting. And so finally, it comes to the point of, you know, what at the so-called where did they find Hitler from this position? The Soviets and all that. And he said, well, he pointed to this building, by the way, stack and pack housing back in 1992, shades of what's going on right now with the perfect or the ideal communist city. That's the way they did it in East Germany at the time, because they wanted, you know, anything they built was built in that model of the perfect communist or perfect ideal communist city. And the big high rise and all that. So there's a playground over there, and that's where they say they found him, by the playground. You go walk over there. That's supposed to be. And I said, oh, okay. I wasn't buying. I was kind of being convinced at that time from him that Hitler actually escaped from the bunker. He did not, you know, die there. And so I started walking away. I said goodbye. And he says, well, you know, that isn't what happened, as you know. He escaped. And then that started a whole other conversation. Well, this, of course, this guy ended up being featured in the programming that you saw from the History Channel, Hunting Hitler. All his resources were utilized, and some other authors, I'm not going to mention their name, I've been asked to not mention his name any longer. Little spat between authors. Too much truth-telling by the host here. So I won't, but it was very clear that this other author, unnamed, and his two books were utilized as the sources for that whole program. It's pretty convincing now in looking in retrospect about the world that he did survive Adolf Hitler. And he survived, and of course, by all accounts, he did not die in Argentina, but he did die in Indonesia in 1970. Now, that meant there's a legacy there to Adolf Hitler, which is true. And a lot of people will tell you that we're living in that legacy era right now. And it's influencing the world right now. And all you need to do is kind of follow where the money went. Now, if Adolf Hitler went and died in Indonesia, where do you think all the gold and everything else went from the Third Reich? Didn't go to Argentina. But there sure was a legacy left in Argentina. All those people who covered for Adolf Hitler, because he was there for a while. And a lot of Nazis went to Argentina. Just look at it. It's replete. And a lot of, course, communists. A lot of influencers of change. And, by the way, the ideal, the dream that Adolf Hitler had was the ultimate overthrow of the United States of America. And how was that going to be accomplished? And this was worked on, and they point out in the show, actually, it's not just me saying this, was actually in the show, that this invasion would come from South America into the United States to destroy the United States. The invasion of human beings. Perhaps traffic, making money for the cartels, or, well, the communist and Nazis developed down there. And, you know, they left a legacy of their own children, too, those Nazis. And a lot of people, I think, are catching on to it. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that possibly pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Back here on Agenda 21 Radio. And of course, the big thing is, gee, Paul, what are you trying to tell us? Well, I, you know, there are books out about the legacy of Adolf Hitler and the legacy being from the standpoint that he actually did live after the bunker. And there are books that explains in great detail. And of course, that was the thesis of the special that was done by the History Channel, which shows clearly that there was a planned invasion of this country that had, of the United States, that had roots with Adolf Hitler, and that invasion would come from Argentina through Central America through Mexico. And that invasion perhaps is happening right now, has been, and changing our systems, basically, one from a free market capitalistic republic to a dictatorship. And the of course, the evidence pretty clear is what's happening, at least in California, that the dictatorship is here to break down a civil society like we have with strong moral values for the most part. It takes a great deal of work over time. It's a process that we're thrown into. But in order to achieve that process, you have to have fidelity, if you will. You have to have fidelity with the leadership of a group that's going to pull something like this off. So what better way to do it than through familial ways, right? I guess that would be the thing. Now, and again, this is, I think, pretty much open speculation, but I think it might give people some pause to think, just to think, that what would happen if there was a legacy for all of Hitler's leaders, and their legacy was their children. Something to think about now, isn't it? Isn't that interesting? Now there's Angela Merkel. She's another one. Yeah, she's another one. Tell me this little girl with Hitler is not an Angela. Okay, so when you go on the internet and you just sort of peruse this, you start coming up with some, like, wow, pictures and comparisons. And, of course, there's the one about Jerry Brown and Adolf Hitler. That's pretty remarkable. That one's been out for a number of years, actually. Not saying that's the case, but, you know, you start having to look at things like, who is Angela Merkel? Let's just do a study on Angela Merkel here for just a second, right? Let's do an Angela Merkel study. Yeah. Okay, so here we go. We're going to do Angela Merkel and see where she comes from. Now, it's going to surprise you about Angela Merkel. Cute little thing as a child. Right. Cute little thing. I mean, we were sitting here thinking she's like Adolf Hitler's spawn. We don't know. And but, you know, I think it's interesting that people... Angela Merkel. There we go. Angela Merkel. Okay, so who is Angela Merkel? We're going to go to Wikipedia, get a little update on her, and find out about Angela Merkel. She She was born in 1954 as a German politician serving as the Chancellor of Germany since 2005. So any pictures that may show her together as a child with Adolf Hitler, in German uniform anyway, circa in the 1930s or 40s, is not true. Okay, so that's a fact. I mean, if this is the fact that she was born then, okay. Now, her history is kind of interesting, though. So that's why people kind of think, wait a minute, you know, you get into these theories about, you know, this, that, and the other. And, of course, I don't believe it. I've never believed that she's could possibly. Let's say he lived and later on had a child by somebody. That would be a stretch. I really believe that would be a stretch. That's my opinion. I don't think there's, other than pictures and things like that, I don't believe she's related to Adolf Hitler. I just don't. I don't. Says, German politician serving as the chancellor. She served as the leader of the center-right Christian Democratic Union. Merkel has been widely described as a de facto leader of the European Union, the most powerful woman in the world, and the leader of the free world. Okay, well, now listen, now that, if you're, this is Wikipedia, if they're saying that, I don't think so. Merkel was born in Hamburg, Germany, and then West Germany, and moved to East Germany as an infant when her father, a Lutheran clergyman, received a pastorate in Paleburg. She obtained a doctorate in quantum chemistry in 1986 and worked as a research scientist until 1989. Merkel entered politics in the wake of the revolutions of 1989, the collapse of the wall. You know what jumps out at me? What really jumps out at me, and having been over there and seen this in Leipzig and other stuff around this era, 1992, just after the fall of the wall, is... I think it's very interesting that her father goes from West Germany to East Germany to become a Lutheran clergyman at Perleburg. That, to me, is amazing that he would do that. Because they weren't too much teaching people about Lutheranism in the East. Now that, to me, is an oddity. Now that's odd. That's all I got to say. But the other part of it, I don't think she's Hitler's child. I just don't. Sorry. Now, Rod Rosenstein and Robert Mueller. Wow, the phenotypes are just so similar to other people. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-200-8000.
866-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
You know, it's interesting, especially in this day and age, when we're talking about, you know, things like Martin Luther and things like that. About Angela Merkel, it says in this is her bio. It says background life, early life, and so on. Religion played a key role in the Kastner family. They used to call her Cassie. That was her nickname because of her last name at the time was Kastner. They migrated from West Germany to East Germany. See, I told you I was perseverating on this because that was very unusual. Merkel's paternal grandfather was originally Catholic, but the entire family converted to Lutheranism during the childhood of her father, who later studied Lutheran theology in Heidelberg in Hamburg. In 1954, when Angela was just 3 months old, her father received a pastorate at the Church of Quetzal, a quarter of Perlsberg, a quarter of the town inside of, in Brandenburg district, of course, county, which was then in East Germany. The family moved to Templin, and Merkel grew up in the countryside 90 miles or 56 miles north of East Berlin. That's interesting. In 1968, Merkel joined the Free German Youth, the Jute, the official communist youth movement sponsored by the ruling Marxist-Leninist Socialist Unity Party of Germany. Membership was nominally voluntary, but those who did not join found it difficult to gain admission to higher education. She did not participate in secular coming-of-age ceremony, the Judenweil, however, which is common in East Germany. Instead, she was confirmed during the time. This time, anyway, that's just a little bit. After taking compulsory Marxism and Leninist courses, that's why they always say that she's a communist. I'm not too sure the communist brand actually sticks if it's being forced upon you. But I just question why he would move the family as Protestants, by the way, to East Germany. That's just, to me, kind of weird, but that's just me. No big deal, right? So that's Angela. I think she's not going to be labeled somebody as Hitler's daughter. I don't think so. But, you know, all the other stuff kind of sticks a little bit, right? Anyway, so Angela Merkel, supposedly the strongest woman in the world. That's why they say she's the leader of the free world. Right. And I'm sure she just absolutely adores Donald J. Trump, your president. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
Send out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.